Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch out in Avon where the Lake Erie Crushers are underway in game one of two here tonight. And they are actually down 1-0 bottom of the third with the bases empty and one down. And back in studio control is my tag team partner, Mr. Matt Douglas. And while I may be out here watching baseball, football is certainly on the horizon. The Big Ten Media Days take place tomorrow and Friday in Chicago. And Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus will be there in Chicago tomorrow. He joins us right now on the hotline. Dunny, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Bull?
Oh, so far so good, and it's good to hear you back on the airwaves of AM 930 WEOL again. It's been a while since we last had you on, but you'll be up at Big Ten Media Day tomorrow and Friday. What are the expectations for all of this preseason hype, not only for the two, I would say the two leaders in the clubhouse in both divisions in Nebraska and Michigan, but just the Big Ten in general?
As far as expectations for tomorrow, it's really going to be like, you know, this is the first time we're really getting to speak to these guys since the end of spring practice back at the middle of April. So kind of getting their expectations, what they're looking forward to as they head into the season, how the off-season conditioning's been, and really what Coach Day is looking forward to doing in his really first big season as Ohio State's new head coach.
We'll come back around to the Buckeyes here in just a minute because there are so many wild cards at play here. And I want to get to the teams I think a lot of people believe are the two favorites in each respective division. Is it safe to say that Michigan and Nebraska are the two favorites? I guess you'll find out more about that tomorrow. But early on, before we open things up at Media Day, is that a fair assumption?
And I think that's what came out in the Cleveland.com poll today, that Michigan was the favorite in the division and to win the entire thing in the East and win the Big Ten championship. Nebraska, the favorite to win the West. I just don't see where Michigan's really improved from last year to this year. Yes, they have Shea Patterson coming back, but you have Donovan Peoples-Jones, one receiver. You're losing a lot on defense. They're getting a little bit back, but I don't see where they improved compared to a lot of other teams. With Nebraska, Nebraska lost a lot of early games very closely. They really couldn't get that first win under Scott Frost until late. He's a good coach. They'll be a good team. I think they are the favorites to win the West. But when it comes to Michigan and the East, I don't see it. I don't get it.
All right. Well, of course, I think a lot of what happens in that particular division will be dictated by the final game of the regular season. Seems like it always comes down to that. I know Coach Day will represent the Buckeyes tomorrow. Who is expected to join him in Chicago to represent the Buckeyes tomorrow?
Wide receiver K.J. Hill will be there, along with Jonathan Cooper, a defensive end, and then safety Jordan Fuller. Three seniors, three big leaders for the Buckeyes. That have been there through thick and thin with Ohio State over the last 4 or 5 years.
What are some important dates for us to remember during the preseason? Because really after Media Day, you know, a lot of these guys, they'll get maybe the next week and change off, but then really as soon as you get into the early stages of August, everything opens up.
Yeah, usually the Buckeyes usually open up camp around the 1st of August. We haven't gotten the official start date yet, but we're expecting that sometime in the next couple of days to a week. But our guess is, yes, the beginning of August is when they'll get moved in. They'll move into their off-season or to their hotel for the first few weeks, so it's treated like a true training camp. And then they'll go through two-a-days and one-a-days and all that, and get ready for the season. First game against Florida Atlantic is August 31st in the Shoe at noon. We have a pregame special from 8 to 9 on the 30th, the night before. So if you're down in the Columbus area for the game, be sure to tune in for that. But, yeah, and those are really the two big dates, is usually around August 1st when preseason camp starts, and then August 31st when the season begins.
Sean, what's the feeling like down there right now amongst the locals? I mean, obviously there's always excitement for a new season, but is there a little something extra with a new head coach? Obviously Urban did some great things, don't get me wrong, but it's still something different.
Oh, it's a lot different. You know, Ryan Day's at the helm. You have a new coach. You have a brand-new quarterback in Justin Fields, who saw some mop-up duty last year down at Georgia. But, you know, everyone that would have been competing with him for the starting job is transferred out. With Matthew Baldwin transferring down to the Texas area, and with Tate Martell obviously transferring to Miami, all he's got to contend with is Gunnar Hoke, who transferred in from Kentucky. That's it. So, really, it's Justin Fields' job to lose. You have J.K. Dobbins, a 1,000-yard rusher in the last couple of seasons, so he'll be back. You have a slightly experienced offensive line, some good receivers coming back. Defensively, a lot of players come back from a defense that wasn't that great, but I fully expect to see them return to form, and especially the secondary, once again be called best in America for a reason. I think the Buckeyes are going to be better than what people expect them to be.
We're talking with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. Dunny will be up in Chicago tomorrow. As a matter of fact, he's on his way up there as we speak. Who are some of the names early on that you really think could surprise some people for the Buckeyes? Because as you mentioned, there are certainly a lot of new names, and with it comes some interesting expectations. But who are some of these names early on that you really think could surprise some people?
On the offensive side of the ball, the two names that really jump out to me is Jalen Gill, sophomore H-back out of Westerville South, who in the spring game really took that form of the H-back role. It really ran with it and showed a lot of things. And then also Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, true freshman from Texas. He looks like the real deal. Comes in as a five-star. He made a great touchdown grab in the spring game. He is really shined. He's already got his black stripe off of his helmet for training camp. He's ready to go. He has really been impressive in the few practices that we were able to see. On the defensive side of the ball, Brendan White, a sophomore playing from Olentangy Liberty, from Olentangy down here in the Central Ohio area. He really shined in what's being called as the bullet position, kind of like a half linebacker, half safety corner position. I would look for him to have a really big year this year.
Well, with all of the turnover and all the changes, I mean, I think everybody's looking to try and put the prediction out there. I got to thinking about this yesterday, you know, because the expectations are always so incredibly high, no matter who the new quarterback is or who the new head coach is going to be. Is a 9-win season acceptable for Ohio State, given all of these changes for 2019?
I'd say I think a 10-win season. I think a 10-win season is about the most acceptable you're going to get. I think if it's under double digits, it won't be acceptable. I expect an 10 or 11 win season is most likely. But I think a 9-win season, there will be a lot of disappointed Buckeye fans across the country and a lot of ones kind of shaking their head as far as what's going on.
Looking at the early schedule, Sean, is there some excitement for that University of Cincinnati game coming up with Luke Fickell making his return to Ohio State?
Oh, I think so. I talked to Coach Fickell a couple weeks ago. He was in town for a charity event for the Second and Seventh Foundation. And, you know, he's really not looking to the game as far as coming home.
Sure.
He's just looking at that as another game. But I think, you know, as we get closer to it, it's a bigger game because of who he is. He was able to step in for Coach Trussell after Coach Trussell was let go from Ohio State and went tattoo gate. He was able to do a lot with a little. I think with him coming in, I think there's going to be a little bit more excitement for Cincinnati to come in and play well for their coach. At the same time, the Buckeyes are going to want to do what they do to every opponent, especially non-conference opponents, and really, you know, take the early advantage and go from there.
Did you get a feeling in talking to him that this is an opportunity for him to kind of come in and show what he's become since that season? He didn't get let go, but essentially he was asked to step aside to make room for Urban Meyer there.
Right, and I don't get that sense that that's what he's kind of looking at, saying, hey, here is who you let go,
sure,
or here's who you let leave. I think it's more of, hey, I've grown since then. This is my team now. This is what I've been able to grow here at Cincinnati. So maybe if Ryan Day were to be gone in a few years, whether it be for greener pastures, maybe the NFL, or for something else, Luke Fickell might be a replacement for that position.
Interesting stuff. Now, Dunny, tomorrow I know they split things up a little bit, and it doesn't seem like there's much of a rhyme or a reason for how the Big Ten has split up the schedule for the two teams that will get their fair share of time at Media Day. They really haven't done it division by division. Has the Big Ten explained to you guys why they lined things up the way they did tomorrow and Friday?
No, it's not really a big concern. We're just going up to cover Ohio State, and that's our really big concern. Didn't really matter what day it was, we'd be going either way. But I think, you know, they could have put the teams in a hat and the first seven that flew out go Thursday, the first, the next seven go on Friday. It doesn't really matter to anybody, I don't think, why they did some one day and some the other. But I do think they want to have some sort of balance. Like, I don't think you would see Ohio State, Michigan on the same day, just because you want to have some sort of balance to it. But other than that, I don't really see a big big reason or a big to-do about why it was split up.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I looked at that list earlier today, and I thought, boy, it doesn't really seem like there was any reason for them to do this the way they did, but I think you're right. You probably want to give each day its fair share, so you want to split up the hottest commodities, Michigan and Ohio State, and give them each their own day, and then let the other six teams, you know, file in wherever they may. But just thought that was interesting. Well, Donnie, we know you're driving, my friend, so we'll let you get back up to Chicago, have some fun in the Windy City tomorrow, and we look forward to speaking to you all throughout August and all throughout the football season as well.
Thanks a lot, guys. You guys have a good one, and I'll talk to you guys in a few weeks.
You got it, Donnie. Thank you. Again, Sean Dunnigan with WBNS-TV in Columbus, making his way out to Chicago, where the Ohio State Buckeyes will be one of the teams under the spotlight for Big Ten Media Day, the first of two Big Ten Media Days tomorrow. Let's step aside for a break. Coming up next, the University Hospitals, you and your health segment, and then Matt and I will return for the final hour of today's show here on AM 930 WEOL.
It's time for UH Elyria Medical Center's You and Your Health. Here is Dr. William Stanfield, a physician with the Center for Orthopedics, part of the University Hospital System.
I first started practice here in Elyria in 1997, so in my 22 years here, things have certainly changed significantly since I started. Initially, arthroscopy was just a minor component that was only done in specific small circumstances. Now we're doing them for more and more. We're even doing hip arthroscopies now, which we never did before. So at Elyria,